This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
I would like to welcome you one more time here, the last broadcast of 2023 of the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and you can find me at jackstockwell.com, as well as forbiddendoctor.com. And I so enjoy being a part of the regular weekly broadcast of the Good Day Health Show with Doug. Doug and I will be discussing a couple of things here before too long. But in the meantime, before Doug joins me, there are a couple of things I thought about doing for the last broadcast of the year. And one of them is the latest discussion in the editorial papers about raw milk. And then the other one that I'm often asked by my patients, what constitutes a good breakfast? And I'm telling you, if when we get to that, I will give you some ideas as to what I consider to be a good breakfast. And I'm telling you, if you do that, if you switch to what I suggest, within 2 weeks, you will feel a surge of energy you haven't felt before. So let me start off with milk. There's this editorial that came out of the University of California Med School, just a crazy, crazy article by Claire Donovan, who's a professor of medicine and infectious diseases at the David Geffen School of Medicine. And she has been the past president of the American Society of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene. And she, in her editorial, she says, I can't understand the risky allure of raw milk. And she says, is it buyer's faith in nature's perfect food, or is it just plain seller's pure naked greed? So in this article, and I'm not going to go through the whole thing, just the high points, she says that in the 1890s, Nathan Strauss, who was a co-owner of Macy's in New York, started this private foundation to dispense pasteurized milk after his son had died of typhus during a vacation in Italy, and he blamed the death on raw milk. And thanks to Strauss, the mortality among U.S. infants dropped from 125 per thousand to fewer than 16 per thousand from 1891 to 1995. This is what she's claiming. She also says that the recent outbreaks of illness that are blamed on raw milk have occurred in California, Utah, and Idaho. Because you can get raw milk here in my state of Utah, but it was cleaned up and it was proven, the allegations were proven to not be true. Raw milk is for sale in Utah again. She also says that people who avoid pasteurized milk because of milk allergies, as opposed to serious, even life-threatening infections that you would get from raw milk. She says raw milk may cause Guillain-Barré syndrome. She says raw milk consumers are 840 times more likely to suffer illness than those who drink pasteurized. And raw milk contains dangerous pathogens like Campylobacter and Salmonella. And she says the real villains are the people who sell raw milk because they believe there's an audience out there that would actually buy it, even though they know that raw milk will harm people. Now, I'm going to take these points one by one because I don't know whether to get mad or laugh my head off with the stuff that she's saying here. But I am not a dairy farmer, but I consume raw milk. I love the taste, the energy that comes from the milk that Mother Nature prepared for us before it's destroyed in the pasteurization process. But I'm going to go point by point. The conventional dairy farmers today receive about the same price that they did in World War II, while the costs of producing that milk have skyrocketed. Typically, they get about $1.45 per gallon, which cost them about $2 a gallon to produce, which explains why the number of licensed dairy operations in our country have just steadily declined by more than 55%. from 2003 to 2020, and more than 3,000 dairy farms stopped production just in 2020 alone. That's eight a day. And some of these farmers have avoided bankruptcy by switching to raw milk. And typically, consumers are happy to pay anywhere from $5 to $10 per half gallon, which is enough to save the family farm, mind you, especially if the farmer can reduce his costs by nourishing his cows on grass, which is what cows are designed to eat, rather than feeding them grain, which they're not designed to eat. So this Donovan refers to farmers' desire to make a decent living as pure naked greed. I'll give you an example of pure naked greed. Dairy company CEOs typically make salaries upwards of about $3 million a year, and they do this by keeping the price of milk as low as possible, hence the heartbreak of losing the family farm that's been inflicted on thousands of dairy farmers. That's what I would call pure naked greed. But this Nathan Strauss saying he lost his son to typhus and blaming it on raw milk, according to the font of conventional knowledge, Wikipedia, if you look up typhus, it's caused by bacteria spread by lice and chiggers and fleas. I have never been able to find any reference to raw milk causing typhus, except in the case of this Strauss's son. And since Donovan obviously is a public health expert, she should know this. Where you find typhus in filthy conditions. And it was a real problem, especially in the inner cities, before the advent of modern housing and sewage systems and washing machines. Even today, you'll see an occasional outbreak of typhus. They blame it on rats. They never blame it on raw milk. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, also forbiddendoctor.com. And I'm talking about this recent anti-raw milk hubbub that's been going in the editorials. And I am going through one particular article that came out of UCLA School of Medicine. And as for the decline in infant mortality in the United States at the turn of the 20th century, it was during this period that the public officials got together and started cleaning up the cities with the installation of sewage systems and trash pickup, rubbish collection, and clean water, and washing machines. And this was the period when the car gradually replaced the horse and mule. I mean, before the car, our cities were stinking cesspools of manure and grime. Immigrants were huddled in crowded housing without running water. And the death rate by the age of 5 was 50% in some of these cities. And they blamed this on raw milk, rather than the unsanitary conditions, but the officials, paid for by the pasteurized milk industry, called it the milk problem. So raw milk may have indeed contributed to some of the high death rate, because the raw milk 120 years ago was coming from distillery dairies, the inner city confinement dairies of unimaginable filth, where cows were fed distillery waste. Yeah. The stuff that was left over from the beer and the bourbon was fed to the cows. And the milk was so deficient and watery that they would put ground up chalk in this stuff to make it look white. But pasteurization cannot take credit for the decline in infant mortality, because it was around that time that the distillery dairies were finally banned. And the real hero wasn't Nathan Strauss, who did nothing for public cleanup efforts. It was Dr. Henry Coit, who worked to bring clean raw milk from the countryside to the cities. And the public health officials at the time just lauded his certified raw milk with saving children's lives. And it was noted that children in orphanages brought up on raw milk were always healthier than those poor kids that were given pasteurized. And as far as raw milk safety is concerned, this Donovan at UCLA repeats the recent claim that people who drink raw milk are 840 times, I don't know where the 840 comes from, more likely to contract foodborne illnesses than those that don't. But an analysis by epidemiologist Peg Coleman, based on data that was considered by the and obtained from the FDA, found that on a per annum basis, out of 23 foods considered, pasteurized milk was ranked second. Raw milk was ranked seventh in causing severe disease. And so the question is how accurate were these reports? I'm not going to go into all the statistics regarding these reports, but it's a bunch of nonsense. Not one of the studies that were cited by the FDA proved that raw milk caused the illness. And so we need a similar analysis of these outbreaks, especially the claims of illness from raw milk that currently happened in California, Idaho, and Utah, as I said. And in the Utah case, they finally said, well, no, there's no Campylobacter. And this raw milk facility was shut down for a couple of months while the state investigated it, only to come out and say, well, we don't know. We don't know. Oh, it's just crazy singling out raw milk as inherently dangerous. You know, melons, you've seen melons recently causing illness, including an outbreak from cantaloupe that resulted in, I think, like 300 illnesses, some hospitalizations, 4 deaths. Where is Donovan's outcry about the greedy melon owners? And what about raw oysters, which kill about 15 people every year? Where are the warnings to the oyster lovers not to be eating these terribly filthy, dirty things? I love oysters on the half shell, mind you. One of the best sources of zinc on the planet. But Donovan implies that raw milk can cause Guillain-Barré. Now, that's a degeneration of nerve cells that causes muscle weakness. It's similar to polio. And since raw milk can carry Campylobacter, and Campylobacter often gets the blame for this illness, but of course, a lot of foods carry Campylobacter. In 2019, there was something like 150,000 cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome worldwide, and a quick internet search will not find one of those cases associated with the consumption of raw milk. And by the way, Campylobacter and Salmonella, two of the pathogens most commonly associated with raw milk, do not grow in refrigerated raw milk. Donovan also wonders why people would indulge in the risky behavior of drinking raw milk. Well, there's some good reasons, and that's what I'm going to get to here after the break. We've got to go to a break in just a few seconds, and when we get back, I want to get to some of the good reasons why someone would ever consider drinking raw milk. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. We will be right back.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the 5th year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. So this professor, so-called professor, well, she's a professor. It's just, I don't know what she got paid to write this article. However, a lot of people wonder, she wonders, why people would indulge in the risky behavior of drinking raw milk. Well, there's a lot of good reasons for it. But first, why do the statistics show us that fewer and fewer people are drinking pasteurized milk? In the United Kingdom and in the USA, consumption of pasteurized milk has declined by 54% in the last 45 years. 50%. And there was this 2019 study that came out of China. It was entitled this: processing milk causes the formation of protein oxidation products, which impair spatial learning and memory in rats. And so what they did is these researchers subjected milk to four different processing techniques: boiling it, microwave heating, spray drying, and freeze drying. Now, boiling takes milk to 212 degrees. Ultra pasteurization will take milk to 280 degrees. And most of the milk sold today is ultra pasteurized. And all four techniques cause oxidative damage to the milk proteins. And in this Chinese study, in the rats, it caused damage to the blood plasma, it caused damage to the liver, and it caused damage to brain tissues. And so when they found that feeding pasteurized milk to rats resulted in learning and memory impairment, I mean, no wonder IQ levels in this country are dropping. So the researchers concluded this: humans should control milk protein oxidation and improve the processing methods applied to food. Well, how do you improve processing methods? I mean, what type would they suggest? Well, how about no processing at all? Why don't we just treat milk carefully and cleanly and let the natural antimicrobial compounds that are found in raw milk do their work? What an idea. You know, milk proteins aren't tough like muscle proteins or collagen proteins. They're very fragile, and they're easily damaged by heat and pressure. And so there's no issue in my mind, especially as I see it in my state here of Utah, why the consumption of pasteurized milk is declining. Because your body will see this stuff when it gets inside of it as a foreign protein and will start an immune response. That's why milk protein is the number one allergy, and why studies link consumption of pasteurized milk with digestive disorders, rashes, asthma, diabetes, even sudden death. And there were these statistics that were provided by the Asthma and Allergy Network that found that pasteurized milk can cause approximately 20 deaths from anaphylactic shock per year alone. And the type of milk that is truly dangerous is pasteurized milk. There's all kinds of reasons not to drink that, let alone allergies. But pasteurized milk is the milk that causes health problems, while raw milk is nature's perfect food. I mean, after all, it is the food in nature that nourishes all mammals. That's why we have mammary glands, so that mammals can feed their newborn raw milk. And when you pasteurize it, these nutrients are largely destroyed. Vitamin C, calcium, folate, vitamin B12, vitamin B6, vitamin B2, vitamin A, vitamin D, iron, minerals, all these things, and the ability of your body to absorb these things from raw milk is seriously damaged when you pasteurize it because the transport mechanisms are destroyed. We're going to go to break here again before we come into the final segment. So I want to give you a little bit more why we want to do this, and then some suggestions for what I consider to be the perfect breakfast. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, and we will be right back.
Doug Stephan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You do your job well, and you do good things for people by helping them lose the weight, whether it's this time of year or any time of the year. But the average American gains about 8 pounds, 8 to 10 pounds during the holiday. And so Calitrin, da-da-da-da-da, to the rescue.
Right, that's right. Yes, well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, you know, good blessings to everybody too.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the big deal? What's the special?
Well, right now on our website, toploss.com, we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate. You get 90 days absolutely free. It's on our capsules and our powder form, and it's on our website, toploss.com.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times national survey of pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Maine's Secretary of State Shenna Bellows is now receiving threats after removing Donald Trump from that state's 2024 Republican primary ballot. Bellows made the decision Thursday.
I was duty-bound to follow Maine law to ensure the candidates that are qualified for the office they seek.
In her statement, Bellows said Trump was aware of the likelihood for violence on January 6th, and that he encouraged it and took no timely action to stop it. Trump's team has argued he incited nothing that day and that he was only participating in free speech demonstrations that got out of control. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has rejected a bill aimed at limiting transgender care for minors. DeWine stands out as one of just two GOP governors who vetoed such restrictions on gender-affirming care. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, as we continue here on Good Day Health.
All right. Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. Before too long, Doug will be joining me, or I'll be joining Doug, to finish off this last broadcast before the end of the year. So some more reasons to drink raw milk. Less asthma and less respiratory infections, fewer allergies, fewer rashes, and these are the conclusions of a number of European studies, which a lot of the pasteurization proponents in this country completely dismiss. But the public health officials in Europe have taken it very seriously. These include a 2001 publication in Lancet, Less Asthma, Fewer Allergies. In the 2006 Parsifal study, Less Asthma, Fewer Allergies. The 2011 Gambriella study, Less Asthma, Fewer Allergies. The 2012 Amish study, Less Asthma, Fewer Allergies. A 2014 report, Less Respiratory Infection. In the U.S., asthma kills about 9 people a day, many of them children. And when parents saw that, or can see, that raw milk relieves asthma in their child, they go out of their way to get this magical product from the greedy raw milk farmers out there. And early studies indicate that raw milk to growing animals confers longer and denser bones compared to pasteurized. And I've heard from several of my female patients that when they were diagnosed with osteoporosis, and I told them, I tell every one of my female patients, if you're diagnosed with that, you have got to start drinking raw milk daily. And within a couple of years, their bone density tests greatly improve. It also contributes to strong, healthy teeth. And there's a lot of people who simply can't drink pasteurized milk without gut problems. But when they go to raw milk, there's no problem. I even have patients who've told me their children's behavior change after just one change in their diet, switching from pasteurized to raw milk. So raw milk tastes so good, and I think that's one of the reasons why it's booming. There are websites. Rawmilk.com is one that I would recommend you take a look at. Rawmilk.com, where you can find raw milk. There's still a lot of states that will not, that it's not legal, if you can believe that. But the truth is, pasteurization is a rust belt technology. And it just lets industry and industry's requirements for that bottom line profit to get in the way of raising cows the way they should be. And instead, these dairy cattle are being raised in filthy, crowded conditions. That doesn't make the milk any safer. It actually makes the milk more dangerous, which is why they have to pasteurize it. The pasteurization of milk isn't to protect you so much as it is to allow dirty, filthy milk into the system. I think raw milk's the future. I think within another generation, pasteurization of milk is just going to become a thing of the past. And a lot of small, grass-based dairy farmers will begin to proliferate to meet the demand. And no couple starting their family should ever be without a supply of raw milk. And these so-called health officials, like Professor Donovan here, can protest all they want. But I think that there's fewer and fewer people all the time listening to that kind of nonsense. All right, before Doug gets here, I want to change the subject a little bit. You've often heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. As I have learned through experience, when you start the day with adequate protein and good fats, your blood sugar remains stable throughout the whole morning. Your brain stays sharp and focused. You don't doze off. You're unlikely to be thinking about snacking. So here's a few nutrient-dense breakfasts that will keep me going for a good 6 hours until lunchtime rolls around. It's too much to write down. So just listen closely. Scrambled eggs and throw in an extra yolk with cream. And you saute it in butter. Cook it with bacon or sausage with a glass of whole raw milk. And if you want some fresh fruit, maybe something like a banana. But here's the trick. This is going to sound a little goofy. You cook that banana in bacon fat. I'm serious. If you have ever tasted a fried banana in bacon fat, you know what I'm talking about. A cheese omelet with sautéed peppers or mushrooms. Sourdough, whole grain toast is okay with plenty of butter and a glass of whole raw milk. Soaked oatmeal with butter or cream and maple syrup. And a glass of whole raw milk. Sourdough whole grain pancakes with butter and real maple syrup with blueberries, bacon, sausage, and a glass of whole raw milk. Two fried eggs with scrapple fried in lard and a glass of whole raw milk. Chicken liver pate with sourdough crackers and butter. And a glass of whole raw milk. Leftover homemade soup from the day or 2 days before with sourdough toast and hard cheese. And a glass of whole raw milk. These breakfasts will not only energize you and carry you through to lunch, they will change the way you look at food because of not just the energy, the increase in cognizance. These are foods for your brain, foods for your heart. Oh, no, Dr. Jack, you're saturated fat in there. If you've been listening to me at all, you know what I think about saturated fat argument. It has been disproven over and over and over again. The fats that are hurting us are the fats that come from seed oils, soybean, canola, this kind of stuff. Not the animal fats. Mankind has been eating animal fats for thousands of years before there was any heart disease. Unfortunately, the food industry and its major partner, you know, the subsidies from the U.S. government, have been making war on good breakfast for many years. And since the breakfast of nutrient-dense foods keeps me going is high in saturated fat, butter, bacon fat, lard, and in cholesterol that's in the eggs and pate and animal fats is just simply not approved. You know, moreover, since I salt my food generously with sea salt, mind you, and I eat salty bacon, there I am committing another dietary sin. And as for whole raw milk, oh, is there no end to the sins of my breakfast? So, The USDA guidelines for breakfast for kids K through 5 call for 1/2 cup serving of fruits or vegetables, several servings of whole grains, no serving of meat, 1 cup of non-fat or low-fat milk, and no more than 540 milligrams of sodium, which is about 1/4 teaspoon. So in theory, the guidelines for keeping sugar at a minimum, that's not what's happening here. It's the sample, spills over into, I think what I wanted to say is it spills over into the lunch menus. Because when you look at the lunch menus following USDA guidelines, they do include an occasional egg, sometimes a little piece of cheese or a piece of sausage. Giving children bacon would cause the salt meter to go berserk. But with no exceptions, the USDA approved breakfast that school children get are high in carbs and high in sugars. They say that every child should get a carton of skim or low-fat milk, usually chocolate milk. Those little cartons of chocolate milk have at least a tablespoon of sugar in them. And they want to give them a bowl of dry whole grain cereal. The cereal that school children get does not contain a lot of sugar, because there's about 1 gram of sugar in a cup of Cheerios. But that's easily fixed by putting the chocolate milk over the Cheerios. And the serving of fruit that they're talking about is often canned fruit in syrup or fruit juice. 4 fluid ounces of apple juice, which I tell my parents or my patients, don't ever give apple juice to your children. 4 fluid ounces of apple. They can eat apples all they want. Don't give them apple juice because it can contain just 4 fluid ounces, one of those little cartons, 14 grams of sugar. Well, it came from fruit. That's beside the point. These are sugar bombs. I consider those sugar bombs, just like I can consider Pop-Tart a sugar bomb, or muffins, or graham crackers. And these breakfasts, you know, these breakfasts are diabetes starter kits for kids. I don't know how else to say it. If you want your children headed for a life of diabetes, you start them off young, feeding them breakfast like that. And the serving of cereal that's given to school children almost every day of the week, the invention of old John Harvey Kellogg and his brother William, the cold cereal cornflakes, was produced. They would just take this dough under drying rollers and flatten stuff out, break it into little pieces, crisp it up, and call it cornflakes. Today, breakfast cereals are produced by a process called high-temperature extrusion. The dough is heated to a very high temperature, then it's forced through tiny little holes at high pressure and heat, and the final product will take its shape from the size and shape of the hole that this mush is extruded through. So cornflakes, Cheerios, shredded wheat, they're all products of high-temperature, high-pressure extrusion. A very similar high-temperature, high-pressure process produces the puffed cereal grains. And the worldwide revenue for breakfast cereal, and here we've got another, a week and a half left of 2023, is expected to be $74 billion. And the retailers make quite a bit of money on cereal, about a dollar for every $4 15-ounce box is pure profit. And I'm not against profit. I'm against feeding these kinds of foods to children. And 50% of Americans start their day with cereal. And they consume about 101 pounds to 160 bowls of cereal per person every year. So many Americans are eating extruded cereal for breakfast. And you can expect to find research published in the scientific literature on the effects of these cereals on the health of animals and humans. Unfortunately, these studies do not exist. I know of 2 unpublished ones, but that should give us some pause. I mean, one was described in 1983 in a book called Fighting the Food Giants by biochemist Paul Stitt. Stitt worked for a cereal company, and he found a study on puffed wheat dated 1942, locked up in the company's file cabinet. And the study compared 4 groups of rats. The first one received whole wheat grains. The second one got puffed wheat. The third one got white sugar. And the fourth one got no food at all. And all groups received water containing a mix of vitamins and minerals. The whole wheat rats lived for a year on their diets. The rats who got nothing but water and nutrients lived about 2 months. Those that got the sugar and water lived 1 month. But the rats that lived on puffed wheat alone died within two weeks. No wonder they never let that publication out. This was a lot of crammed information. What I, you know, the raw milk thing and what I recommend for breakfast, this is my Christmas present to you. You mean a lot to me. Doug means a lot to me, and I'm glad to be a part of the show. More information at gooddayhealthshow.com/podcast and at forbiddendoctor.com/podcast. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and I'll be joining Doug here in just a few moments.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Doug Steffen with my friend Elizabeth Miller. If you go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, but there's also something. I was just in there, and I was thinking, when you go to a place, this time of year, everybody's online, right? They're all looking to buy things, and they have carts. You have that same cart approach, so the people can go in, because there are other things that are in there besides just Calitrin. Calitrin's number one, your signature product.
And, you know, we even have Calitrin consultants who we'll put together custom packages for you, too. So, you know, a lot of the time if somebody calls in and we start talking about what your goals are and where you're carrying your weight, the Calitrin is overall rebuilding lean muscle, revving up your metabolism.
What's the special?
Well, right now we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Visit with Dr. Jack Stockwell on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, reviewing a couple of different things that are from Jack's wheelhouse. Jack is a Nurka chiropractor practicing at his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. Has a fabulous website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. He's a gut specialist, if you will. That is all things in your body. Anything that's good going on in your body, anything that's bad in your body, makes common sense, actually. All begins in your stomach, in your gut. What's there in your gut? What are you feeding your gut? And I want to spend some time talking about what we all do too much of during the holidays, what we eat. But you had an interesting post that you sent to me that I wanted to talk about, because I hadn't heard this anyplace else. What happened to Matthew Perry? And what it is, the business about whether, you know, all the vaccines that he'd had and what he was taking for drugs and that sort of thing. But there's an interesting side story that has developed, and I don't know how you got a hold of it, but I saw it attached to you, and I thought it was worth a minute or two of our time. What some people are theorizing is the reason that Matthew Perry was dispatched. It wasn't an accident, but what had he come across, according to what you found?
Well, wherever there's great power, there's great secrets, and Hollywood certainly has great power. Power to make stars, power to destroy stars. And we know that sexual problems go all the way back to even before sound was in movies. And the producer's couch and little kind of stories of which we momentarily dismiss because, well, our star, my favorite star, wouldn't have done that. But, of course, there is the underlying story in Hollywood of the pedophilia. Not above 18, of course, pedophilia below 18, child stars, what they had to go through to become a child star, what their parents were willing to submit them to become a famous movie star. Well, I can't prove it. I don't know. The people who seem to be able to prove this disappear from time to time. And there's the allegation that Matthew Perry had enough of it, and he was going to come out with what he knew to be the truth, or what he considered to be the truth, as some other people have done in the past. And suddenly they either have no career left at all, or they disappear. And so maybe I'm spreading something libelous. I don't know. I'm not spreading it. I'm just saying there's plenty of stories out there from insiders who claim that's exactly what happened.
You also said that he'd been vaxxed up and wondered out loud.
Well, he wore a T-shirt. He wore a T-shirt. He had press. There were pictures of him wearing a T-shirt, super vaxxed, this kind of stuff. I couldn't be more vaxxed, I think is what it said. I could not be more vaxxed. And we know very well now that plenty of evidence out there, when you have multiple vaccinations of the COVID variety and multiple boosters on top of that, which every one that you get, your lifespan withdraws or decreases quickly, your projected lifespan. So that may have been a part of it as well, because he died way too early.
54.
Yeah.
All right, let's speak about dying. I don't mean this to have a kind of a negative impact on people listening, but because we're in that week, that no man's land week between Christmas and New Year's, there is a focus on what we're eating. And we all know kind of eat too much, we indulge. That's where Calitrin comes in, losing weight and keeping it off. But there is certainly a lot of information. You talk about sugar all the time. Carbohydrates, the things that happen to our body when we have sugar. And there's yet again another warning about feeding cancer cells, how sugar feeds. What kind of sugar are we talking about?
Well, all sugars do to some degree, but it's the process, the simple sugars, the sugars that break down into glucose the minute it hits the bloodstream or the digestive system. And we know from Johns Hopkins research, cancer research centers, that they've publicly come out and said, you want to stop cancer, stop all sugar. Because cancer cells are extremely primitive. Cancer cells can't use fat as their energy like the cells of your body want to use. The thing that keeps you alive all night long from not starving to death is all the fat that's in your bloodstream that your body will use during the night to keep your body alive. Well, cancer cells are so primitive, they're either rogue stem cells, or they're the older cells that are not following the normal, what's called apoptosis, the normal programmed death of a cell. Instead of dying, they multiply uncontrollably. And what happens is that these cells need sugar to consume or to continue their abnormal process. So just be, you know, if you're prone to cancer or have had cancer, watch the sugar levels.
There you go. Word from the wise. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.